Haven't you seen this already?
Okay, I'll tell you why, Tom.
Why? Oh, okay.
So I'm doing, like, mindless work right now. Like, I'm not studying, like, where I have to highlight and read things. Like, it's pulling information and putting it in, like, different places.
Uh-huh.
And so I wanted to have something new on. And I turned on The Breakfast Club. So I was like, oh, I always wanted to see this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which I did not enjoy.
I think I've seen it once, and I was, like, 15.
It's corny and makes me angry.
Is it problematic?
But I want to save it. But I want to save it for the show. Because this rant is, like, super, you know.
Yeah, I'll be right. I'm ready. Do we have anything else we need to discuss before? Did I lose you again? What the heck?
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, like, I could hear you, and I was like, I'm here. I'm here. What do you mean? So, I was in Walmart today, mm-hmm. and Ryan showed me, like, there's all these, like, you know, pre-done gifts for you guys for Christmas. And they had a bottle of vodka. And it had peppermints in it, and it just said, just add vodka and you have a drink. And I said super loudly, oh, wow, I love fun and convenient ways to drink alcohol. And I feel a tap on my shoulder, and it's one of my parents from work.
You need to back up from your microphone a little bit.
Oh, sorry. I'm like, nom, 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 it's nom, like, nom.
It sounds like it's in your mouth right now.
A journey.
Do you see next to your name how it goes all red?
Yeah. Does that mean... I'm too close.
That means you're too loud.
Story of my life. Hold on, let me finish this chip.
All right.
Okay, I'm done. Wait, you have the chip, so I'm not tempted.
I doubt you're done.
I am done. That was mean.
So what happened? Did it kick you out or what?
I don't know.
Is this not a good... Should we not be using this?
No, I'm going to... Let's try it.
Okay. I mean, I'm recording on another thing, too, so we have backup.
Backup.
Hold on, dear.
How's this for my sound?
You're still really loud.
Is this better?
That's better.
Okay.
Just
you're self-conscious. I keep watching the red go up.
Maybe just control the volume of your voice. Do you need something?
No.
Not you.
Oh.
Diego came in.
Oh.
Ow.
Okay, I'm ready.
Listening to the return of That's What I Said, a podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Matthew Dickens, and with me is your other host, Joanna Zaleski.
Hello, internet.
Hi.
I missed you.
We haven't done this in so long. I don't remember how to do this.
I know. Let's explain our absence. It's me.
We've both been busy.
Mm-hmm.
You've been, from what I understand, between school and having walls missing in your house...
Yeah.
You've been a little preoccupied.
Yeah, school. I'm taking 4 classes, which one of them is biology.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not fun.
I don't know how you take that many classes and work.
Oh, next semester I'm taking 6.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know how that's going to work.
Well, and you might want to talk to work about quitting.
Yeah, let's see what we can do. I'm applying for like smaller jobs, like little easier to manage jobs for mm-hmm. the time being. And I applied at a Books A Million, which I was surprised was still in my community.
They still have bookstores?
Yeah. And some of the, like, they should be happy anyone's wanting to work at a Books A Million. This is going to ruin my chances of working at Books A Million. But some of the questions on the application were like, how are you doing? Like, good. Like, how would you say, how happy are you in the universe? I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying to find a part-time job at a Books A Million, so not super great right now.
It's 2018, and I'm looking for a job at a bookstore.
I know. I love books. Don't get me wrong. I'm not like, ugh, bookstore. But, like, it's a very straightforward job, and it's this really crazy application. And I have not heard back, so they probably...
But aren't all bitter. Bookstores going out of business?
Apparently. It's not.
Apparently not. Books A Million is still hanging on.
I know. All my textbooks this semester were online. Like, someone bought the book copy, and I was so confused. Oh, excuse me. And one of our books this semester was, like, for my biology class, it was Odigia, which is, like, a weird website / book.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like it, but... I like digital books I can put on my Kindle, mm-hmm. and if I'm looking for a certain piece of information, I can search it. It's just easier.
Yeah, that is easier. I tend to have all, like, my textbooks are, like, PDF.
Yes.
Yes, queen, PDF.
I also like PDF because I need to move around when I listen to informational text.
When you're dancing while you're studying?
Yeah. I really dance really hard to the stages of mitosis. Mitosis.
Yeah, you tried to make a biology joke to me the other day, and it's been a...
Okay, if anybody listens to our podcast, I want to put this out to the universe.
All right.
I had a great name for a drag queen, a drag name, and it's Anaphase, because that is a stage of mitosis. And the name Anna is a girl's name.
Yeah, well, I got that much.
Yeah. Did you tell Diego? You might like it. Did he like it?
I told him. I don't remember what his response was. It's been a minute since either of us have taken a biology class.
I was going to tell my biology teacher, but I don't know if he would appreciate it or not. So I don't want to have that awkward conversation. My biology teacher is so direct about everything. Mm-hmm. Like, someone told this really sad story, because we're studying cancer right now and Alzheimer's last week. And someone told this, like, really story of, like, how they have it in, like, history of it in both of their families, and they're scared they're gonna get it too, and he was like, uh-huh.
He's like, probably will.
Yeah, well, moving on. He's a nice guy. It's just very, like, he's very blunt stuff. It's really
he
weird.
He means well.
Oh yeah, 100%. So with that, that's why I have been busy, and then me and Matt will sit there and go, well, what date works for you? Mm-hmm. Thursday mm-hmm. works for me. Well, I'm busy Thursday. Though I would like to make a plea out there,
okay,
to our listeners. I don't know if you've seen it on my Facebook and social media. Friend of mine, he is our community. Oh no, hold on, my headphones are falling out because I'm moving.
We're professionals.
Professionals. Sorry. Hold on 1 second. No. Uno momento.
We're all good. Everyone's waiting.
Okay. What happened?
Joanna, you got too rambunctious, and I think you knocked your microphone out. I can't hear you if you're still talking.
I am not rambunctious. How dare you? Okay, it's back. Okay, so a local friend of mine, he is known as the Columbia Batman. Mm-hmm. He started a cosplay group with some other local cosplayers, because that's who you'd form a cosplay group with. Mm-hmm. And they go completely out of pocket, and they visit... children that are sick in hospitals, they visit elderly people in nursing homes, anywhere that they're needed, they will go for free and brighten people's day.
Anywhere where Batman is needed.
Yeah, in the Justice League. Mm-hmm. Marvel characters need not apply. Actually, no, I think they have a Spider-Man. I think so.
Well.
He's okay. Anyway. he got into a car accident. And basically, he didn't have gap insurance, and so that means he owes $2,000 on a car he doesn't have, and he has no way of getting around to visit these children. He's having to get rides from other people, but he's still doing it because that's, like, his utmost priority. He's a great guy, and so far we've raised, let me check the new total. It keeps going up every day. I think it started about 2 weeks ago. Hold on. That was loud. We are up to $1,200.
That's pretty good. And 2,000 is your goal?
2,000 is our start goal. Like, I put 2,000 on there because I didn't think we'd get this much. Uh-huh. I might raise it in a couple weeks, like, if we get more than that. Just to kind of help him out and his family out with financial burdens. Super lovely guy. I know him personally because I heard about him and I messaged him. And he was like, well, we usually don't go out on the weekdays because we actually have jobs. And it would be hard for us to take time off work. But, can you do this day? I have a dentist appointment that day, and I can stop at your work beforehand to do a special program. Okay, I should clarify again. I work at a daycare. This isn't, like, for my personal, like, I would can just you, like to have breakfast with Batman.
Can you please just come over and keep me company?
So he came over, and he showed up in his car, which is, like, it's not a fancy car. Like, I think I wrote on there his Batmobile, and some people said to me, does he actually have a Batmobile? No, it's like a Toyota Camry.
That's the economy Batmobile.
It is. Yeah.
That's if you don't have Bruce Wayne money.
Yeah. Sorry, that's made me laugh. So he showed up and he was in full costume. Mm-hmm. And I love that some of the parents were getting there late and they just saw like Batman just pulling in with him. And the kids were like, holy crap, that's Batman. Whoa! And he was in character the whole time. My favorite part, though, was like he was in the 4-year-old room and he had like a full wingspan. I don't know how he does it.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids were like, oh, Batman can fly. And he was like, well, no, Batman doesn't fly. He glides. And the kids were like, I don't know what glide means.
No, I think you mean fly.
Yeah, and he's like, no, like, he's like trying to explain physics to the 4-year-old.
Pronounced fly.
And like, he went through this whole explanation of it, and they're like, you mean fly?
I have a vocabulary of about 100 words.
But it was super sweet, and he's super, like, they 4-year-olds will ask the most intense questions to get uh-huh. right to the point.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in donating to the cause, I'm sure we can link it somewhere. I'll put it on our Instagram.
Well, I can put it in the description of the episode.
Yay!
Let me make myself a note. Add link to Batman. I'll know what that means. So one of the issues that we have when we don't record mm-hmm. regularly is that like throughout the week I'll think of funny things to say. Oh, there's some and then so I write them down, but then by the time we actually get around to recording, they're not topical anymore.
So we should do a segment like if this happens, like, I mean, I want to talk about the Breakfast Club today, so I feel like that's okay.
That's good. That's timeless. Like like one thing I had let me test this out on you.
Okay.
So
hit me.
I was going to say, I'm one of your hosts, Matthew Dickens, and with me is your other host, multi-million dollar lottery winner, Joanna Zaleski.
Okay, sorry, I thought you went out. Oh, because the winner was from South Carolina.
Yeah, I saw that
the
$1.5 million lottery jackpot that everybody was talking about for like 2 weeks, someone in South Carolina won it. And then I noticed that you hadn't texted me all day, and I was getting a little concerned that I was not fancy enough to be your rich friend anymore.
No, you just I'd bougie your life up. Come bougie your life, and I'd come like on my private plane mm-hmm. and fix everything. Do you remember? This is very unrelated, but kind of related.
It's
Do you remember the reality show Paris Hilton's Do You Want to Be My New Best Friend?
Vaguely.
Oh.
That like, sounds familiar.
Well, I feel like if I got that rich, like, mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'd start auditioning people, but...
But I'm not saying I wouldn't.
You might have to compete with other people and just be okay with it. You might have a leg up, though.
Well, I did tell you the other day that I wish that I had, like, an A-list celebrity friend.
Yeah, I remember, because I have a celebrity friend now, and you're like, not good enough.
Well, I think it would be great to rub it into my not-celebrity friends' faces when I'm like, oh, yeah.
Leo was just telling me about that the other day.
Mariah Carey. Actually, I don't like Mariah Carey. I couldn't think of anybody.
What if Mariah Carey wanted to be your friend, though?
I know, I just ruined it.
I know.
Joanna, are those chips that you said you weren't going to eat?
No, it was my Diet Mountain Dew. How dare you? It was the ice shaking.
So you have a grievance. I understand that you want to get off your chest.
Yeah, it's about 30 years old? Mm-hmm. No? How old is this? I don't know when the movie came out. So I was just watching The Breakfast Club, which the only John Hughes movie that I love is Pretty in Pink. Yeah, it's Pretty in Pink.
Okay.
I don't like 16 Candles. It's racist and makes, like, rape jokes in it. I'm not cool with that. And
it's a little problematic.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, I'll watch The Breakfast Club. Like, I'll branch out. I know I love Molly Ringwald. And as an educator, the most frustrating thing about that movie mm-hmm. is the teacher's like, stay in this room.
Oh, and then just leaves? Ugh.
Yeah, I know. And then he leaves. Like, if he had sat in the room... And just watch them. None of this craziness would have happened. And it wasn't like he was doing important work in that room. Like, they show him making, like, a cup apple pen structure, pencil structure.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he could have, like, prevented. He's a terrible teacher. Okay, it was awful. I did not finish it. I turned it back to Oh Hello.
Because
that brought me joy. I'll probably go back and finish it. I know it's a classic. I know it's amazing. and it says a lot about society. Also, the bad boy was so annoying. Like, I get that you're troubled, but dude, tone it down. Oh my god.
Yeah. I can't really participate in this conversation because
you haven't seen it. Have you seen Pretty in Pink?
I think so. Again, probably when I was like 15.
Oh, you should watch Pretty in Pink again. That holds up.
And I've seen 16 Candles a thousand years ago.
A challenge.
Okay.
Podcast challenge. Rewatch Pretty in Pink.
All right.
Ducky, man. I'll
write that down. Watch.
Mm-hmm. I think it's on Netflix. Netflix. Pink. It's a binge watch.
Okay. A binge watch. It's one movie.
That was from Oh Hello. He's like, it's a binge watch. Yeah. So there's that.
Sorry.
Oh no, I'm done.
Are you done? Okay. Well, I can segue away from that. Speaking of being behind the times and binge watching, Diego and I just recently discovered Bob's Burgers.
You just discovered Bob's Burgers? Hello.
I know.
Linda and a Gene Mix.
it's our new favorite show.
Oh my god, it's so good. It's Who's so your favorite?
Linda and Louise.
There's no wrong answer. There's no wrong answer.
We like Linda and Louise.
It's amazing. I'm a Jean Louise. Mm-hmm. Complete.
Jean is good, too.
Which they're kind of the same person. They're kind of the same. Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah.
Have you gotten to any of the Halloween episodes yet?
Yeah, we're on season 6.
Oh, okay. So you're there. Okay.
You know, we're deep into it.
I love all of their costumes. Like, the kids' costumes are always my favorite part of those episodes. So good.
And there's always, celebrity co-stars.
Oh, yeah. Todrick Hall was in an episode. Did you see that one?
I don't know.
It was the Halloween episode where there was, like, an underground gay bar.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Hey, is that season 6? What season are we on right now of Bob's Burgers?
That was Christmas, not Halloween.
Huh? Oh, it was Christmas? Oh, well, oh, it's great. God, Todrick Hall plays a drag queen.
Spreading around all this false information. This is how... This is how rumors get started.
Have you started watching Riverdale yet? No, you haven't. You're watching Sabrina. How dare you?
No, we finished Sabrina.
Oh, is it good?
You need to watch The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, and you need to watch The Haunting of Hill House, both on Netflix.
I've heard there's a reference to Riverdale at the end of Sabrina.
There's like two. They mentioned Riverdale twice. There's one because her normal high school friends meet some high school witch friends, and she's like... she's like, oh, these are my friends from another town. And the one high school friend says, are you guys from Riverdale? And
is that
it? That's basically it.
Oh. What? So I was like, oh, just watch to the end. There's a great Riverdale reference. I'm like,
they say the word Riverdale twice. Those are your references.
Well, if you're watching Riverdale right now, which you're not, there's like some satanic stuff going on in it, and I'm like, okay, they must gonna get ready to do something with Sabrina.
Sabrina is very heavy into the satanic stuff. In fact, I saw the other day, I sent a news article to Diego that the real Church of Satan is suing the Sabrina show for using their statue that they have.
I saw that.
That's crazy.
I bet they have a good lawyer. Because lawyers are evil. nailed it. nailed that joke. I'll get to Sabrina.
It's good.
Yeah, I'll get to it.
I told Diego, it's on the list. I said it's very dark, and every time they say stuff like, because the witches in the show, they get their power from being like part of the Church of Satan, and so then like every once in a while they'll say something like, oh, praise Satan. And I told Diego, every time they say that, it makes me like cringe a little bit. And he's like, you are the most superstitious atheist that I've ever met. I was like, well, you still can't say it. It's still like, what if?
Exactly. I feel it.
It just makes me like, ugh. So that's all I have to say.
So wait, is Sabrina like worshiping Satan?
Well, that's kind of what the whole show is about. It's like, she's not sure if she wants to join the church. And it actually, I mean, I don't want to spoil it for, it's not a spoiler, but a lot of the story is about like not just blindly following your religion and kind of questioning it. So it says a lot about organized religion in general. They just focus on the Church of Satan.
Now, did you watch the original Sabrina show?
Yeah, in the 90s or whenever.
See, because this is all very confusing to me because Sorry, I'm about to get real serious. Then I was like, this sounds so stupid. In order for Sabrina to get her powers and get her witch's license, she had to pass like a year worth of like witch classwork. Mm-hmm. And the final test, and I hope I'm not spoiling this 90s show for anybody, but she has to figure out
spoiler alert.
Exactly. The family secret is that every Spellman has a twin.
Okay.
And so she meets her twin and she has like an awesome day with her new twin. And then the twist is, one of them is evil, and they have to figure out which one is the evil Sabrina. And whoever is the evil Sabrina has to push the other one off a volcano in Hawaii. Why are you laughing? This is happening. Okay. Anyway. So, like, it's this moral quandary, and Sabrina was like, well, I'm not going to do it, so you just push me in. And it was a test. There is no twin. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. There was no twin. Like, that was the test to see if she was going to be a good, like, she's going to use her powers responsibly and not kill her twin. So this is just weird to me because this is obviously, and see, I never read the comic books. People are like, well, you didn't read the comic books. It's
apparently it's based on, there's like a sub comic book that's based on, that's like darker than the normal Archie's Sabrina. From what I understand, the normal Sabrina. What? Did I lose you?
You were like, you went out for a second, but yeah, you came back.
From what I understand, the normal Sabrina is more like the old sitcom. And there's like a little sub series in Sabrina that's called The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina that's all dark and satanic, like the new show.
Well, see, I would say like I want the fun one, but Riverdale was a fun comic, and then that got dark. Like, right now, are doing this weird plot line where they're playing griffins and gargoyles, and it, like, is killing people in the town. And when this show started, it was about, like, solving a murder, and that was kind of dark, but it was also about, like, romance and drama, and we have gone away from that now.
Yeah, season one, there was a murder, and they were trying to figure out who done it, and it was, like, a murder mystery.
Season one of Riverdale is perfect.
I've seen season one. I have seen not season two.
Season two, it goes downhill, but it's still pretty good.
Well, now I'm not going to watch it.
No. Keep with it because it goes downhill, but it's crazy. And it's like, it feels like, wait, is this really happening? The writers are really doing this? All right. Like, I'm strapped in. Like, right now there's like a satan, like I think it's crazy, but it's a plot line I'm excited about. Like this whole Griffins and Gargoyles thing, where it's a satanic cult that
maybe that's why you play.
It's like a dark Jumanji.
Maybe the guy was the director guy was focusing too much on his planning of Sabrina, and I don't know.
Well, and I think like they want a dark, sexy show now. Like this is like the new Twilight, but I would just like I want to go back to when Archie was, you know, not
half naked
stupid
all the time.
Well, he's more naked now than he ever was.
So good.
It's just, but he's so dumb. He just says things like,
Joanna, I don't care.
No, you do care. You do, because this is not really a spoiler, because like if you're watching the season, you know about it. But Archie gets framed for something, and he gets put through a trial, and the jury's inconclusive.
I've seen,
and they're
the
like,
gifs.
"We're gonna wait. We're gonna wait." I think like 3 months or something to do another trial. And Archie goes, "No, send me to prison. I don't want to put my family through this." And his lawyer's like, "No, you are dumb. You don't have to go to prison. I can't." Like he's like kind of like Harry Potter in a way, where Harry Potter had like a hero complex, and he wouldn't do things. He wouldn't listen to reason. He just wanted to be like, "Yes, but did you see what I did? I'm so brave and heroic." It's like, "Yeah, but you were dumb about it." It's right. Yeah,
someday we got to talk about how stupid Harry Potter is.
Oh my god, I'm really listening to Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince right now, and it's the part where Dumbledore is like, "You have a power he knows not, and you have unmatched skill, and it will take unmatched like magical skill to beat him." And I'm like, "So are we gonna get Hermione in on this?" Like, I mean, and I never understood how Harry was that good at Defense Against the Dark Arts.
Well, I feel like he just always like lucks into being successful.
I will say though, he does admit that. Like,
and he makes the worst decisions all the time.
In Order of the Phoenix, like, they're asking him, like, "Well, how did you do this? How did you do this?" He goes, "It was all luck. Like, I had help." So, and I mean, honestly, I think a lot of how he got through it all was, like, I hope we're not spoiling Harry Potter for anybody, but if you haven't read Harry Potter, get on it.
Spoiler alert.
what has kept him alive was the love protection, the love seal. That I call it.
Power of love.
Power of love. I remember being disappointed, though, because I was like, when you read Order of the Phoenix, you're like, oh, Hera's going to have some powers that come out. That's awesome. And then it was love, and you're like, ugh.
Ugh.
Really?
Gross. Thanks a lot, JK.
Like.
So I guess we won't talk about that sometime.
We'll talk. Since we just there's a, you could do a whole episode of, like, pinpointing at every book where Harry's being dumb.
Mm-hmm. I listen to a Harry Potter podcast. It's really
good.
Which
one?
It's called You're a Wizard, Harry.
Oh. Do you remember the podcast Mugglecast?
Was that your podcast?
I wish that was my podcast. Oh. They made a lot of money. I don't know if they were very, very popular. That's how me and Mindy met on a Mugglecast forum. And they got... Nerds. Like, they were the number... They were the number one. And I don't know if they still do it or not. I haven't listened to it in forever. But that was my introduction to podcasts. I downloaded their podcast on a dial-up connection.
Wow. I remember having to, like, upload things on dial-up, and I would have to walk away.
Got a lot done. Got a lot done.
My family was late to high-speed internet.
Same. Oh, my God, same. Oh, Lord. Those are the...
Trying to explain to your parents why you need faster internet when they don't understand. Oh, I lost you again. Maybe we won't use this service next time.
Hello?
Hi.
It seems to be just me, but we lost you at one point, so... So there was something I was going to talk to you about.
Okay.
And I was like, this will be good for the podcast.
But you don't remember? You gotta write stuff down.
I do, kind of. Well, what have I missed in your life that we haven't, like,
talked about? Well, I don't even know. That's the thing. Since the last time we recorded, I don't even know where we left off. So we can't even do, like, previously on That's What I Said, because I can't recap, because I don't know where we are. We talked about our cruise. That was, like, 4 months ago.
That was forever. What's your next cruise again?
It's in October of 2019.
Okay, you got some time.
Yeah, we got some time to plan.
What are you going to do?
Same thing. I don't know. What do you mean? What am I gonna?
You said you have to plan. So.
Oh, not really plan. We went to Vegas last weekend with my parents.
Oh, that looked amazing. You and your mom were drinking together. It was so cute.
It was the first time we had gone with my parents, and so Diego and my mom played craps for a long time until they both lost all their money, and I drank margaritas with my mom.
Did you see any shows or anything?
No, it was kind of a trip on a budget.
Now, Diego's a big gambler, correct? Or a gambler.
We both are.
What game do you like to play?
Blackjack. It's hard for us to go to Vegas with, like, our friends, because we want to just sit at the blackjack table and play for 4 hours, and everybody else wants to go out to the club, and...
You don't want to go out to the club?
Well, we have.
I want to do both. Okay. I want to do all the fun-themed machines, though.
We'll do both.
Okay.
But that's really all I have to say about that.
What I want to do is, I've only been to Vegas once, and it was for a library convention, so, you know.
Wow, Joanna.
It was awesome. It was so much fun, though.
My sister goes...
Library conventions are so much fun.
Do they? I bet the librarians get crazy.
I once, when we went to, my aunt took me to one in New Orleans, which... Props to the American Library Association. They were the first big major conference to go back to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helped their economy. But one of the keynote speakers was like, I'm staying in a hotel in Bourbon Street, and I have not been able to get any sleep because you librarians will not stop partying.
They let their hair out of their tightly wound bun for once.
I'm telling you, I've met so many cool people at library conferences, and then all the authors are so nice. And I'm like, my favorite. Have I ever told you the story about me meeting the illustrator at a library convention?
That sounds familiar.
Okay, well, if our listeners haven't heard it,
I only like half listen sometimes.
You do, and then you get jokes later on. So this will be a joke for later.
Okay.
It was a illustrator of a children's book, and it was about like. It was about a seal that was, like, knew the queen. It's been a while since I've read it. It was a really beautifully illustrated book.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working, well, I'm still working at that center, but I was working in a different location. But my classroom is called the Turtles because we are the 6 to 12 month age, so they're crawling like a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked if he could run. I talk very fast.
You people are so weird.
I know. I don't know if you noticed, but I talk kind of fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he was British. And I said, hi, nice to meet you. I love your book. It was so amazing. I've been reading it for...
Sounds like you're making this story up as you go along.
It's true. And he was British. I think. And his name was Reginald. No, this is a true story.
What's the name of this book? I'm going to fact check you as you're...
I can't remember. I'll have to look at my bookshelf. It's like Mary, like, Seal of Scots. No, don't look that up yet because I don't know what it's called. Anyway, so I hear
book.
You typing. So I was like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Joanna. I'm a teacher from Columbia, South Carolina. I loved your book. I was wondering if you could sign a copy for my class. Could you make it out to the Turtles? I read to them every day, and we have story time, and they would definitely love this book in their collection. And he just looks at me, and he's drawing while he's listening to me, and he said, you teach turtles. And I was like, I teach children and we call them turtles. And he was like, why do you call them turtles? And I was like, okay, well, developmentally they're at that stage where they're not walking, they're doing, you know, they're crawling and they're very slow, so they're like turtles. And he goes, oh. And then I looked down, he goes, well, it was nice to meet you. And he's drawn a picture of the seal, like, from the book. And on top of the seal's head is a turtle, and it's saying hello. And it's my favorite illustration I have. So I have to find it. And it's here. Like, I have so many children's books. I have, like, mountains and mountains of children's books. I collect them. So it's a real book. It's a real thing.
It's a real story.
My second favorite, it's also about an animal. There is a great book called Treasure, and you can look that up.
Uh-huh.
And I love this book so much. It's about a duck and a polar bear. And, well, I think it's about a duck. Hold on. This is part of the story. And the bird is really annoying.
This is where you start making stuff up again.
I'm not. It's true. And so, the bird is really annoying, and the polar bear is, like, slow and sluggish, and he's like, come on, we gotta go on an adventure! And I do that voice because for one of my ECD classes, I had to do a puppet, and so I chose that book, and I did that bird as my puppet, and I did that voice. And so I read that she was going to be there, the author of Treasure, and so I went to her, and I had my pictures up, and I had a video of me reading it, and she didn't have that many people there for her, so she was very nice. She goes, this is great. I just have one correction. It's not a duck. He's a goose. And I was like, oh. She was, well, geese tend to be more loud and obnoxious and annoying. There's a big distinction. And I was like, okay.
Listen, lady.
It was very mortifying.
Well, it's a good thing she didn't hear how you depicted the character then.
No, that was, she thinks that, well, she likes my, well, she thought the voice was perfect because my voice was really annoying. Like, oh my God, let's go. Sorry. I might hurt our listener's ear.
I don't know.
It was a very good goose voice.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
I'm the best at goose voices.
Put that
People
on your...
People say that about me.
That's part of your special skills.
Yeah, that's why Barnes... That's why Books a Million doesn't want me.
You're overqualified, Joanna.
You've harassed at least two children's book authors. Can't handle how awesome I am. So, yeah. No, so that was the last time I went to Vegas. No, when I did go to Vegas, I went with my aunt and my cousin, and, like, I didn't really get to go. Like, we went to see David Copperfield.
Mm-hmm. We've seen shows. We've seen a couple Cirque du Soleil shows.
Which one did you see?
Ka, I think.
Is that the one with the big baby?
No.
I don't like Cirque du Soleil.
Well, the problem is we've seen a lot of Cirque du Soleil shows, and they all start kind of being the same. So they're, like, not as impressive anymore. And then we went and saw Penn and Teller one time, and that show was really good.
Because you were awkwardly on the stage.
Yeah, and that show was really good. And then after the show, both of them hung out to, like, meet and greet with everybody, and they literally spent, 2 hours waiting to make sure everybody got a picture with them and said hi, and it was, like, really cool. And so
that's nice. David Copperfield didn't do that.
So I got a picture with both Penn and Teller separately because they had two separate crowds around them.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And my friend Mark has a podcast as well, the Cringe Podcast, shout out. And he has been famously trying to get David Copperfield on his podcast for 10 years now? How many? I don't know, but...
Ask him how he gets listeners, because we can't figure that out.
Okay, I'll ask.
You know what doesn't help with getting listeners?
What, not doing podcasts?
Doing an episode every 4 months.
We're building suspense. Because so much fun stuff has happened to us. I just told a story about doing a sock puppet.
We lose listeners, and then we have to start all over again.
We're gonna come back, baby. Anyway,
we got to be more active in the community. Yeah. We need to have other podcast hosts on our show, and we need to.
Well, we do have two people lined up to come on our show. We have to get them booked on our schedule.
Do they have podcasts, Joanna?
I don't. One's on Broadway right now, Matthew.
Okay.
That's pretty fancy.
And then we need to get on other people's shows so that their listeners will come over, so we can steal their listeners.
Okay. I mean, we don't have to steal them. They can like both of us.
No.
You're a podcast tyrant.
It's us or them.
You're going to kill me. You have killed me.
Oh, I'm going to have to do the show by myself.
Oh, I had a game for us.
Oh.
I forgot about it.
For today?
It's called, that was what I had planned. Oh. It's called What If.
Okay.
Okay. And it's an app game. And it's free. I don't know why I stuttered there.
It's my favorite kind of price. Oh, we're doing this?
Yes. Okay. Okay, so here's a question, and then it's got an if to it. Okay. What if you could have anyone's superhero powers, but a supervillain will always be looking to get you killed? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, weirdo.
Well, which power
do I get killed all the time? Well, I guess that's up to you, and that means the villain's up to you.
Oh, well, my power is that my villain can't see me, and...
You're going to be invisible?
I would like that. I think we've talked about this before. That would be my superpower.
Okay. Next. For me? I would say no. I got enough to worry about right now.
You got enough people after you right now.
Yeah, that's true. what if you could take anything? Well, no, back up on that.
Okay.
I have someone that, like, I'm not talking to anymore. And,
and she knows why.
She did. Well, she should know why. And
I'm just kidding. I
once saw, like, a friend of hers in public.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at an event with some friends, and it was about them. It wasn't about me. So I don't be like, we have to leave right away. So I was like, I'll just play it cool.
Mm-hmm.
And by play it cool, I hid behind things all night.
Joanna is the master of acting casual.
I hid behind things all night, and I used one of my friends as a shield, but didn't tell her what was going on. I was like, Brittany, come dance with me. Stand right here. She was like, okay.
Well, you've done this to me before, too, where you've left me really long voicemails because you wanted to look like you were talking to somebody on the phone. Because you didn't want people to talk to you.
Yeah, so I feel like if I saw Voldemort out in public, I'd be like, Brittany!
If you saw Voldemort, you'd be like, can you hold on a second? I gotta take this call.
Avada, okay. Yeah, hold on, dude. I'm on the phone, okay?
Yeah, rude.
Okay, the next question is, what if you could take anything without being caught for it?
Mm-hmm.
But every time you took something, someone innocent was accused for, confused and convicted for it.
No.
Really? Yeah, I'd say no, because, I mean, what did I want today that I put back because it's too much money? Oh, it was a blanket jacket.
I cannot.
It wasn't like a Snuggie. It was bougie.
I have the hardest time spending money on myself. I was thinking about this the other day. Like, if I see something on Amazon and it's like $20, I'm like, oh, well, I don't really need this, and it's $20. But then we go to Vegas, and like, I'll blow $20 on the blackjack table in an hour.
An alcohol?
Yeah. What?
I'm gonna say no. That's kind of an easy one for me. I feel like that's an easy one for a lot of people.
I mean, if it was, you could take anything you want and you will never get caught, then I would have to think about it. But then you put in the caveat that 100% of the time, guaranteed, somebody else is going to get in trouble for it.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. It's like you'd be living in Les Miserables.
Mm-hmm.
And no one wants that.
Nobody wants that.
Okay. This is a dumb one, but we're going to do it anyway. What if there was peace on Earth, but the internet disappeared? We wouldn't be friends. How would I find you?
Well, no.
Through the mail? I just give up on our friendship. Yeah. That's too much work.
I have to find a stamp.
I have to go to the mailbox. I mean, it's just too much work.
I would have to print out all of my screenshots and mail them to you.
Someone's grandma did that, I heard.
Was it? I saw something online that it was like, oh, my grandma just discovered memes and she likes them so much that she prints them out and gives them to people.
That's amazing.
And I loved it so much. Because that, okay, so, that would be me if I was an old person now and didn't understand technology.
Okay, so what would you do? Peace on Earth, but no internet.
Oh, nah, I need internet.
So just let them be damned.
Well, I don't know. What does that mean? Like, we're not fighting, but...
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, that one's a dirty one. We can't do that one.
I can bleep stuff.
No, it's not, like, dirty. It's not worth it of a question.
Here, read the question, and I'll bleep it out, and then we just won't answer it.
Oh, no, well, that was, I already skipped it, and I already forgot because I'm a goldfish.
Oh, my God, Joanna.
Okay, what if you got a magical printer that could print real money?
Uh-huh, I'm listening.
But you need to wear a kilt with no underwear for the rest of your life. Adoy.
Yeah, okay, I'm fine.
Yeah, and if anyone thinks I'm weird, I'll be like, oh my God, 46% of people said no to that. Man, some toxic masculinity out there, well, I'm assuming.
Those are people who are not confident. Joanne, I was telling Diego the other day about how we had, how there's times when we have to cut like major chunks out of the show because we talk about inappropriate stuff. And he said that if we really want to get listeners, we need to leave all that stuff in.
Oh, because people like dirty stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, we so should I'm, do a like a pay extra.
That's what I was going to say. We need for like our Patreon, whenever we decide to get around setting that up, we could have like after hours or something. I don't know.
Okay. This is my favorite question.
And we can talk about like boobs.
You want to talk about boobs?
Not really.
I didn't think so. Okay.
We talk
this
about,
is my favorite. This is my favorite one. I don't think anything's going to beat this one.
Butts. How about that?
That's fine for both of us.
All right. That's gender neutral.
It is. Everyone likes butts. Mm-hmm. Tina Belcher likes butts. Mm-hmm. What if you could read people's thoughts,
okay,
but you fart continuously for as long as you can do it?
Who wrote these? This is like some like middle school kid wrote all these questions.
you fart.
But then you had farts. I mean, I'm already pretty gassy, let's be honest.
Would you want to read people's thoughts? I would not.
I'd like to be able to turn it on and off. I would not like it if it was just like on all the time.
I don't think I can handle it. I'd be like, really, Nancy? That's what you think of me? And she's like, I didn't say anything. I was like, oh, but you did.
It's what you didn't say.
With your eyes. And your eyes. Okay.
All right.
Haha, that's very funny. The question is, what if you could make three kinds of app developers very happy, but you had to give their app a high rating, and then when you hit yes, it brings you to the app store to leave a review?
That's stupid.
No, that's clever.
No, give that app one star.
I'm giving it 5 stars for cheek.
I don't appreciate being tricked.
Okay. You can never fail, but mm-hmm. you can never give up. Wait. No, that's good. That's good. Why would you give up if you can never fail?
If I'm never failing, then I would not have to never give up.
That's a dumb question.
Joanna, next. Pass. Okay.
No, I'm not doing that.
This is going great, Joanna.
No, it was like, do you want to watch an ad for 5 stars? No. Okay, this is an amazing question. I don't understand the consequence. What if you can never bring up your negative consequences?
Okay.
Sorry. What you say can never bring you negative consequences.
Mm-hmm.
But you always have to speak through a rough Scottish accent. And I feel like
that's very offensive. I feel like whoever wrote these questions doesn't like Scottish people, because so far we've had kilts as being a punishment and an accent as being the other.
But the thing is, like, do you not get any consequences because no one can understand you?
Oh.
Is that the joke?
I will say we've been watching this show called Bodyguard on Netflix. It's like an action show. It's got the guy from Game of Thrones. You know the one.
Yeah.
And he's got a really strong Scottish accent, and I had to turn on the subtitles because I could not understand what he was saying.
I used to be in love with this YouTuber.
I told my mom that we were watching a show called Bodyguard, and she said, She said, body lard.
I like your mom.
She can't hear so good. I'm going to cut that out. She listens to this.
Were you a YouTuber back in the day?
No.
Oh.
Like a consumer of YouTube?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a YouTuber now. We tried that, Joanna. It did not go well.
Oh, yeah. We're bad at video. I was in love with a YouTuber, and I never
knew any of the, like, YouTube celebrities.
Well, I got very invested in one because, well, I got really into, what's it called? The Nerdfighter scene.
Yeah, I don't know.
And, I really liked them. But then there was a YouTube channel called Vlog Lovers, which I don't know why anyone did this because every time someone did it, they broke up, but it would be for YouTube couples that were dating long distance.
Mm-hmm, like
and
us.
And they, like, exactly. And they would keep doing video vlogs, like, I miss you, darling, and then they would always break up, and inevitably the channel would move on to a different couple. Mm-hmm. And my favorite couple was Liam and the other girl. I don't remember her name. And I only remember his name because I'm literally looking at his YouTube page right now. So it's not like I only cared about him.
Do you have you still have his posters on your wall?
No. I did though. In my oh my god, it's so embarrassing. In my technical college class for Photoshop, mm-hmm. I did do a Photoshop image of him referencing a YouTube video he had done. And I sent it to him, and I don't think he ever replied, which is fine because it was bad. So, you know.
You know.
He's still pretty active on, from what I see on Twitter. He's got a Twitter, so good for him.
When that's your only source of income.
Sorry, I just got an email from my professor with an assignment that I have to do after this, so.
Well,
I've been emailing her for a while.
About time she got back to you.
Rude. I emailed her like 4 times. She's like, I've been sick. I was like, me too.
Sick of this class.
Sick of you.
All right. Well, should we
Oh no, we got more questions. Let's do like 3 more questions
okay, 3 more.
And then we'll wrap it up. You get $2 million if you pull a putt from 4 feet. If you lower a putt from 4 feet, what does that mean?
I don't know. Is that a sports thing?
I think it's a golf thing, yeah. Okay. You learn 3 new languages fluently, but you forget your native language.
I wouldn't mind that. Well, if the trade-off is, like, all of a sudden now I can be bilingual.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, like, I can still talk to other people. I get to talk to new people now.
Exactly.
And I don't have to talk to the people I don't want to.
I'm sorry. No English.
Yeah. I don't speak English anymore.
Okay.
It happens.
You sleep well every night and wake up very happy and refreshed every morning.
Yes.
But... Well. Yeah, you never have to sleep alone. You'll have to sleep alone for the rest of your life.
I mean, yeah, that's fine. Well, Diego, like we okay. So Diego and I, we already don't like. We're not like spooners when we're sleeping. I'm like on one side of the bed, and he's on the other.
Yeah, I know. We always start together, and then we end up apart.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a dumb. I don't know. I mean, is anyone around you right now?
Lucy and Ricky were kind of. They figured it out.
I know, separate beds, man. Is anyone around you right now?
I mean, Diego's watching TV with his headphones on.
Oh, okay.
Why?
It was like, you'll fall in love with the person next to you. So I was like, I hope it's Diego.
That's like if you're reading this app on the bus.
The sun shines when you are happy, but it rains when you are sad. Yeah, I want that. That's badass.
Yeah, and then my feelings are everybody's problem.
Finally! My feelings are everyone's problem, the Matthew Dickens story. I
mean, that's the name of my memoir.
Oh my god, and then I could just be like, I'm sad right now, cue the Nora Jones music, and I'm gonna look outside my window.
Well, it could be like, it would be like pouring down rain, and everybody would be like, oh, I think something's wrong with Matthew, should we like, go talk to him?
I know, and everyone can like, try to make you happy, like, that'd be like their version of a rain dance.
I'd be like, yeah, wait, it's been raining all day, how come nobody's come ask me what's wrong?
And like when you get more frustrated, like hail comes out or something, you're like
lightning.
that song Thunder was written about your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I like that question.
That's a good one. I don't see the downside.
Okay. What if you become twice as attractive but half as smart?
So if I become half as smart as dumb as I already am, yeah, sure. Because I'll be pretty and happy. Because I'll be stupid.
And you won't know any better.
I won't know, yeah.
You won't know any better.
Yeah. Because some like of the, I feel like there's a lot of very attractive people who are very dumb, and they're doing just fine.
Just fine, yeah. You can live in your dreams, but you can never leave them.
When was the last time you remembered a dream? Do you remember your dreams?
Yeah, one time I had a dream where I was in a fun house and I had to find Seth Rogen in it.
Okay.
And I couldn't find him, and I kept hearing, like, around the corner, and I was like, ah, he's close! It was horrifying. And I just had to be on the lookout for him every once in a while.
That's too good.
Like, I had to find him, but I was too scared to find him. He's like Pennywise.
I don't remember... They need to do a remake of it with Seth Rogen as Pennywise.
Hey, man. But, like, when he does that dancing scene, it's just him, like, smoking a joint. Like, oh, hey. we'll all float, too, man.
That's too good.
Yeah. So, that was the last dream. I don't want to live in that world.
I don't remember my dreams ever. And it's kind of disappointing.
Well. Maybe your brain's trying to protect you.
Yeah, my brain is like, no.
You don't want this, man.
Yeah. I'm doing this for us.
There's, like, methods, like lucid dreaming to, like, help you remember it and have more detailed dreams. Like, you have to do all this meditation and thinking beforehand. It's too much work.
No.
Yeah. Plus, like, you have to listen to this weird, like, music when you go to sleep, and I want to watch Frasier when I go to bed.
Like Enya?
It's worse than that. Oh. Okay, you have magic carpet.
We finished Frasier. Now I fall asleep to Bob's Burgers. And then we end up having to watch the same episode over and over again because we keep falling asleep. And I'm sure Hulu is like, are you okay? Like, do you have dementia? Do you just, like, really like this episode?
That's why you don't go to sleep to a show you haven't seen before.
To what?
I go to sleep to reruns.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I was telling Ryan goodbye because he's leaving.
Bye.
I know.
Bye, Felicia.
Right?
I'm hungry.
What if... My potato chips, which I have not touched and kept my end of the bargain, are staring at me, and they are dill pickle. Reference episode 1 or 2, I can't remember.
they all blur together.
They do. I think we're over my 3-question limit, but
yeah,
whatever.
I wasn't gonna say anything.
We're just having a great time. You can edit the best questions together.
Okay.
Hold on, I'll make it Brian a hug before he goes. All right. Oh, you smell good.
Okay, calm down. Get a room, you two.
You can, what if,
this is
I'm in a room.
This is for the Patreon episode.
Yeah. Ooh, you smell good. Can you
give you a big hug?
Can you hand me the pickle chips from across the room before you go? That's marriage right there.
I'm going to send you something that, ask the question. Sorry.
Okay. What if you could never lose, but that means you can't fall in love? Which is weird, because then you would be losing at something.
Yeah, I don't understand the question.
I think we just lawyered the question.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of these have been...
Particularly devastating?
No, they've been very, like, that doesn't make sense.
This is my favorite one. This was definitely written by a 5th grader.
I'm telling you.
What if your dream job is yours, but... Mm-hmm. You get your salary in candy bars.
I mean...
What's the taxation on candy bars?
Yeah, I know. The government is going to take
30%. They better cover dental.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know, right?
Oh my God. We had to go and get paint today for painting.
Okay.
And I forgot the gift card that we needed, and it was in my Riverdale book bag inside the house.
God, you're such an adult, Joanna.
I know. Did you see my post on Facebook about the mean girl in my class?
No.
Okay, so I have a Riverdale bumper sticker.
Oh, I did. I commented on that.
Oh, yeah, you did. You forgot about it when I brought it up, so.
Well, you can tell the story for the listeners.
I will. So I have
don't worry. I will.
I'm very talkative in my arts integration class. And yeah. We had to do a scene with my group where we had to do a skit, and it had to be science themed, and it was around Halloween.
Joanna,
so,
this is not what the story is for your...
It's a good lead into it, sir, I promise. Okay, so...
I'm going to get a chair, hold on.
The two people in my group are very, like, sarcastic, and they have a very low voice, and I'm all over the place. So
yeah.
we were...
Yeah.
three witches that were making a potion. That was our science experiment. And I was the really annoying assistant witch. And they were like trying to kill me.
You were the Aunt Hilda of the group.
No, Aunt Hilda's boss. If anything, I was the Salem of the group. And I was like, we didn't get a chance to rehearse it in person. So we were basically riffing off each other. And there was this one part where I was like, oh, that potion's blue. Is it blue? Blue's my favorite color. Reminds me of Dory, who's like my favorite color. I don't know why. She just like, I relate to her on so many different levels. Something stupid like that. And everyone was like, oh my God, that was so funny. That was really great. And my favorite though is, this one girl looks like, has like, you have to give her feedback. And one girl goes, I feel like this was really well cast. Like, Joanna was perfect for this role.
Yeah.
And then the same girl who, like, we're walking out, and I don't know her very well. She's across the room, so I don't have the time to talk to her. She's across the room. I'm not going to go talk to people across the room.
Not from that side of the room.
Those people. We're talking about the class and the semester. And she goes, oh my God, is that your car? And I was like, opening the door to it. I was like, yep.
Yep, stalker.
And she's like, I've seen that car, and I assumed it was yours because of the bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two bumper stickers. One says Porg on Board from Star Wars, and it's got a little, like, I have a plushy Porg. And the other one is from season one of Riverdale, where it's our Jughead's coat of, I'm weird. I'm a weirdo. And I was like, are you referring to the Porg on Board sticker?
You're referring to this one, right?
And she was like, no, the weird one, because you're so funny.
You're so funny.
And that sucked.
You're like,
I assume it was in a playful manner, but I don't know.
I gotta go.
Well, she's gonna think I'm even weirder, because on Monday we're doing a dance sketch where we're gonna teach
classes.
This is my favorite class. I don't have to worry about this class, but we're doing a dance sketch where we have to. I'm going to teach the lessons, the dances of like the different decades. So we're doing dancing through the decades, and I'm going to be playing Richard Simmons.
Of course.
And I'm only going to help that reputation even more. My arts teacher loves me though. I went to his office and to like approve the idea, and I was like, so I'm going to be Richard Simmons. And he went, of course you are.
So that's exactly what I said. Is there going to be a video of this?
I'm sure. We haven't practiced it yet, but we'll...
Make sure you send that my way.
No. There's a video. Well, there's a picture of me as Richard Simmons. I did it for work once, but I didn't have the hair. I'm not going to do the hair either.
Do your babies even know who Richard Simmons is?
Well, it was... No.
Is he big in the toddler world?
It's very big. Oh, no. Did I lose you? No, you're here.
I'm here. This service sucks.
It was,
Let's blame the service and not us.
Yeah. It was for a Fitness Friday thing we were doing. And my co-teacher was Jillian Michaels. And basically, I just got shorts with red stripes on them, and I wrote sweated out on it. And me, with no aerobic background, was like, I'm gonna lead the class! Yeah. It was fun, though. I have a picture of it. So I'm just gonna do the same thing. I gotta go to Walmart tomorrow and, you know, make my costume.
Sounds like you had a busy day.
Oh God, I'm gonna be up all night. I'm about to shake a 5-hour energy. I gotta finish.
I've never had one of those.
I've become too addicted. I've waned myself off, but I need to go back. Yeah, I tried drinking iced coffee, but that didn't work. And I hate energy drinks; they're disgusting.
So should we wrap it up?
Yeah, we probably should.
All right. Well, so that's gonna conclude this week's episode of That's What I Said.
Friends.
Are we gonna try and do this again next week?
What's next week?
let me check my schedule. Let me make sure that works schedule. For me. Actually, I don't even know my calendar. Yeah, let's do this. I got nothing going on next week. Well, that's not true at all.
Okay, so your schedule lied to you.
Well, we'll talk about it. And when we do get together and record, the listeners should listen to that episode too.
We should.
Everyone needs to subscribe to us, because we need more downloads. We need more downloads.
We need to be famous.
Yeah, I don't know how to get, this is going to be embarrassing for anybody listening to the show who has their own podcast with, thousands of downloads, but we seem to not be able to get over, like, 40 downloads.
That's pretty good, though. Which is good. Shabby.
I don't know how many of those are, like, repeat customers.
I really need to download this again.
No, I mean, like... I don't know if any of them came back for another episode, or if they're like, if they listened to us and were like, yeah, this isn't for me.
Who would ever say that?
Hey, give us
at least have the decency to yell at us.
Yeah.
Like Reddit does all the time.
Yeah,
Reddit's
not
always
on,
yelling at me.
Not on iTunes though. Only give us 5-star reviews on iTunes. But send me a tweet. Send Joanna a tweet saying like, you know, I really like the show, but there's just way too much Joanna.
If I had to describe her, I'd say she's a weirdo.
She's a bit much.
I mean, more Matthew. Is this Matthew? Matthew, are you catfishing me, insult?
I told you one time that we needed to talk about our podcast. I was like, we need to talk about something. And you were like, oh no, am I getting cut from the show?
I mean, it does seem like something you would do, find a younger, prettier Joanna.
Yeah. It's just not working out. But make sure you follow us on social media.
It's definitely you.
We are on Twitter at @TWIS_A_podcast. We're on Instagram and Facebook at That's What I Said Podcast. And Joanna and I are both on social media. If you want to get real deep into some politics, follow me on Twitter. Because I got some opinions. Make sure you give your money to us, and whatever you have left over, give it to Batman. there's gonna be a link for that in the show description.
If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can. Let's see what my Twitter is. It's Retellings of the Bachelor, Riverdale. One joke I make about Hocus Pocus.
It's a lot of this.
It's very confusing.
If you'd like to read our show, just follow Joanna.
Sorry. I'm just going through my Twitter account. It's just like all references to The Bachelor and like gifts that I did of The Bachelor. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, so I guess that's it. We'll see everybody next week. Thanks,
Matthew,
everybody.
Matthew, you are a showman and through.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Joanna, for talking with me today.
Fitting me in my busy schedule.
I know. You got to go back to work.
Work.
Yeah, I was glad you were able to take a break from homework and Facebook to talk to me today.
Hey!
I was getting ready to say something about, like, are you supposed to be doing homework?
Oh, when I posted the picture?
Yeah, we've been posting on Facebook all day. Anyways.
I will tell you why. I was watching... There's no defense to it. I just go in and out. Like, I'll finish, like, 3 sentences and be like, yeah, right. Yeah, I'm going to go back to Facebook.
Yeah, I deserve a break.
I've been good.
All right.
All right. Bye, Internet.
Bye.
So I am wearing a crushed velvet top that I got from Walmart, and I'm so comfortable.
Oh, I didn't tell you what I got today. I went to Target, and I bought myself a onesie.
Oh, gross.
Okay, well, I thought you would be way more excited than that.
I would have been, but I have this thing where if somebody hates like something, I have to hate it. And that girl who I referenced earlier is like, oh my god, I got a unicorn onesie.
So
cool.
It's not like that. I'll send you a photograph.
What is it?
It's like a onesie, but it looks like pajamas.
Okay. Well, that might be acceptable.
It doesn't have feet. It's footless, so it's not embarrassing.
All right. I gotta go to McDonald's.
All right.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Probably talk to you later today.
Bye. Yeah, probably 5 minutes from now. Bye.